This is Radio City Talk with Adam Cattrall.
This is Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. How are you doing? I'm Adam Cattrall. Pleasure to be in your company. Right now, joining me on the phone, the one and only Mr. Tyson Fury. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. Good.
Eventful yesterday. A lot of the media have obviously commented on the fact of the press conference and how eventful it was. More eventful by some stretch than recent Klitschko fights. Would you agree?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
When did you come up with the idea to obviously do the Batman thing?
Last minute, about 10 minutes before we went into the press conference room.
What, do you have a spare Batman outfit?
I always carry one in my suitcase with me, yeah, wherever I go, just in case, you know. Anybody ever calls for Batman and, you know, he doesn't turn up, I can always just be there and jump my suit on and get on with it.
Who played the role of the Joker?
That was actually David Price.
Good shout, I like it. Nice, mate, nice. Off mic, obviously, once you had decked the Joker, you obviously then addressed Vladimir and his team as Batman. What were you saying to him?
I'm just saying that you're next, and the next time you see me, you'll be looking up off your back, looking up at me, just like the Joker is.
Do you think you've got under his skin?
I'm not too sure. He's a very experienced campaigner, isn't he? He's had 65 professional contests.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that anything you say or do will get under anybody's skin anyway, because we're both going to fight. The only thing that I want him to do is train super hard and be in fantastic shape for this fight, because I don't want no excuses after I've fought him that, oh, he was old or he was coming down or whatever. Now, I call him an old man, but I just say that to him to upset him. But at the end of the day, he showed no sign of decline. He's beating all the best fighters in the world still.
Yeah.
And I just want him to be A1 condition, no injuries, 100% fit for the fight.
Speaking of condition, I know you take your camp extremely seriously. I've read something recently that you've been using kickboxers as part of the training. Is that true?
That's true, yeah.
What's the method behind that, mate?
The method behind that is there's kickboxers are a lot tougher and they don't complain when you get hit. You know, it's like you have boxers over to complaining left, right and centre, especially the heavyweights. It seems to be the higher the divisions, the more they complain type of thing. And they're complaining all the time about injuries, neck, back, shoulder, finger, toe, fingernail, whatever you want. They're making excuses. But these kickboxers just take pure punishment. And they don't even complain, nothing. They just keep coming day after day after day. So that's what we need. We need big lumps, strong lumps, who can take pure punishment, basically, and keep coming back. Sparring partners, they're only there for one thing, to give me timing, to get me timing and a distance right.
Yeah.
The rest of it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. It's all about what I am trying to do or trying to learn.
When you were, speaking of sparring partners, when you were a young lad, you obviously went over and trained and sparred with Vladimir. Did you see enough then, as a young guy, that you can obviously utilise and use in your favour come Dusseldorf?
I never actually sparred him when I was there. But I did. I was in the training camp and I saw enough. I went over there expecting some great, great superhero. And all I got was a man with a pair of boxing gloves on. And from that day forward, I never let anything... I never thought big of anything type of thing. Like boxers are boxers, they just are, whether at a low level or high level. Just have a lucky break or they're talented to get there. But at the end of the day, they're just men with gloves on.
Speaking of gloves, is there a gloves issue? Because I heard you speaking about him wanting bigger gloves or something for the fight.
Yeah, he picked some non-hunter's gloves. That shows he's afraid type of thing, because he would have opted for the puncher's gloves rather than defensive gloves.
And part of the contract, do you have to use the same gloves as him?
I have to use whatever they say, yeah, basically. In order to make this fight, make no mistake, I haven't had to have my own way one time. You know, whatever they've said, we've signed. Yeah, no problem, no problem, no problem. We never put any demands in, nothing. The only thing we wanted was to be treated fairly, that's it. And whatever they wanted, they've had. What country they wanted it, what destination, what gloves, who walks for, all the usual stuff that fighters get upset about and cause trouble over and fights don't get made.
Yeah.
I wasn't interested. I give him all the airs and graces. Whatever he wants, let him have it. If he wants me to hop to the ring on one leg, no bother. It doesn't really matter. It's all nonsense, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Walks in first, second, 23rd. However you come in on a cloud or riding a donkey, it's still going to be a fight. After that first bell's gone, it's a fight. So it doesn't really matter.
Absolutely.
He wanted rematches in the contract. Back in Germany, so what? Who cares? Okay, no problem. Sign. Just let's do it. Let's get the fight made. Let's do the fight. The thing about after the fight and all this, I'm not thinking about anything but the fight. I'm not thinking about rematches. I'm not thinking about anything else. Just the fight on the night. Doesn't really matter where it is, what it is. Just want to fight, that's it.
Speaking of coming into the ring, obviously, you've got to have some entrance, haven't you? You've got to use this now that you've done that at the press conference yesterday. The tune has to be on as you walk into the ring.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? You definitely think so.
There's got to be.
The last minute change of ringwalk music. I've changed the music three times already. So I'll have to change it again now.
What are you going with on the night? Do you go with something that you've been training to throughout the course of it? Because I know that you're obviously well into music. We've seen you obviously singing after various bouts and what have you. Or do you go with something that's quite meaningful to yourself?
Not really. I just put whatever on, really. Just whatever tickles me fancy at that time. But like you say, it's got to be a Batman tune now, hasn't it? It's got to be the Batman song.
Full cape, mask, everything. Obviously, we've seen Bernard Hopkins come into the ring with masks on. You've got to do it. You've got to go for the full kit and caboodle, pal.
I'm going to have to be the mask crusader, aren't I? For sure.
Now, listen.
Batman tune, full mask, the cape, the lot.
Now, listen, in previous fights, we know you can bang. Are you going to be quick enough to get inside that jab? Because he's going to obviously try and keep you at range, isn't he?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm taller than him, so he has to get past my jab. So that's what people's not thinking about, really.
Nobody's ever got inside him, though, have they? You know what I mean? Inside that long-range jab. He's clever at keeping people at bay. But you, traditionally, have managed, against everybody that you fought, got inside him and knocked some spark out.
Basically, yeah, and that's what I intend to do. Listen, if I would want to box on the back foot and beat Vladimir Klitschko in Germany, it's not going to happen, because even if I won every round, I'm not going to make a decision over there.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I need a knockout, so my style's got to be changed to aggression rather than boxing and using what I'm good at. So I'm just going to have to go over there, gunsling, land the shots on him, basically. He hits me or I hit him. To be honest and quite fair, whoever lands on who with clean punches is going. He's a knockout specialist. I can punch hard. Irrelevant. Whoever lands clean first is gone. And I don't really care if it's me or him, to be honest. As long as I go in there and I'm trying to land it first, I'd rather be knocked out trying to win than lose on points over there.
Listen, I couldn't agree more with what you're saying, Tyson. We've seen so many people. I mean, I know you obviously had a fight schedule with David Haye and that didn't happen, sadly. But we saw him go there and not really making it. I don't want to ever slag a boxer off, but not really make an effort. You've got to, if you get a shot at Vladimir Klitschko, you've got to go in. You've got to go all in on him.
Of course you have. He was happy to settle for second place and lose on points. But that ain't in my vocabulary. It's like, I'm going over there to win, nothing else. But, you know, I've got to put myself on the line to win. You can't go over there and jib and jab and fall on the floor and get back up and make a mess of things and expect to win.
Yeah.
You're not going to win like that. You've got to go over there and snatch a champion's titles off him, not expect to be given them.
You've said as well, I know this is not even in your head because I know you're 100% convinced that you're going to go over there and do the business, but if it doesn't happen, then you've said that you would probably call it a day. Are you sticking by that?
Well, the way I see it is, if I can't beat Vladimir Klitschko, I didn't start in boxing to be a journeyman or a build-up man, and I'm not that. I'm undefeated in 24 fights.
Yeah.
So if I can't be the best, what do I want to be, number two, three or four? There's no reason to be that, is there?
No, I understand your logic. I totally do. It'd be a shame, though, for you to call it there because you...
I know, but if I can't be the best, if I can't beat the man who's the man, what's the point in being a fighter? I'm above all the other level, the British, Commonwealth, European. I've already done all that years ago.
Yeah.
So if I can't be the best, there's no point in me being second best, third best, tenth best. I don't want to do it. I'm in this sport to be number one, not number two.
Absolutely.
Number two to me is a second loser, second place loser. You're the first loser, basically.
Yeah.
So to be a number two is no good for me. I'm a number one or nothing.
I've just,
that's the way I do it.
I've obviously watched a lot of your fights, and I've seen the way that you speak, and obviously speaking to you now, I've just got a funny feeling you're going to shake up the world on the in Dusseldorf. I think it's going to be quite something to obviously witness this on the TV. There's a the heavyweight division's come under a bit of slagging over the last few years for it being quite dull and obviously dominated by the Klitschko brothers. Is there anybody out there that you look at and you think, oh, I fancy having a bit of a tango with him because that'll be a proper ding-dong?
Yeah, Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, he can bang as well, can't he?
He's another undefeated puncher who creates a lot of controversy. Mm. The build-up and all that would be epic.
You both might turn up as Batman.
I don't think anybody can top me. Whatever they can do, I can do better.
That is true. You do that every single time. Yeah, yeah.
So just when you think nothing else can be done, I'll pull it out of the sack and do something totally different.
I look forward to it. Every single time there is a press conference and you're involved with it, I do look forward to it. But having said that, though, not one person on the planet could have predicted what you did yesterday. That was truly sensational, mate. I also love the fact as well that you poke fun at quite a lot of the journalists. There's a friend of mine that was actually there yesterday and you said, oh, you with the long hair, what are you saying? And then he stood up and you went, come on, Russell Crowe, what have you got to say, pal?
Gareth.
Yeah, Gareth. I was in hysterics when you did that to him. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I call him Russell Crowe because one time we was at a press conference, yeah, and I looked at this guy and I thought, I recognise you from somewhere. And then it dawned on me and I went, Russell Crowe, that's who you are. You look like Russell Crowe. And ever since then, I've always called Gareth Russell Crowe.
Superb. Superb. You brought the house down with it, mate. What's the plan now for the remaining weeks? Have you got, obviously, a lot more sparring to get stuck into? Are you starting to wind down and get your head straight with it?
Well, I've got two more weeks of sparring left. And then I'll start unwinding.
Mm-hmm.
All the hard work's in the bank already. Mm-hmm. You know, I was over in France for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, game weight off, doing long endurance runs and
yep.
stuff. And then I've been back in camp since the 2nd of August over here.
Yeah.
So that's like another 8 weeks nearly, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've got another 4 weeks left. I've got 30 days from today to the fight. So I think everything hard has been done. I've got another couple of weeks of hard sparring left, and then it's time to relax, rejuvenate my energy, build back up my strength, because after long, long, hard camps, your body's run down and it's just had enough.
Yeah.
Your body tells the trainer and tells everybody, without me saying a word, that it's had enough. Mm-hmm. That'll do. And, you know, when you get to towards the end of camps, it really does do that. Your body will let you know when it's time.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
And then when you have the rest to build back up and eat the right foods again, build up with the carbs and all that, then you're raring to go and you're on all four cylinders waiting to get in the ring and fight.
I saw an interview with, I think you were being interviewed by Coogan Cassius recently, about Monday morning training sessions, and you're not a big fan of them because of all the sex you've had over the weekend.
Yeah, well, that was the first review of it all. But, you know, if you don't have sex over the weekend and you come back on Monday, you're like an animal.
Somebody's going to get hurt, aren't they? Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. You are trained really good when I've not had sex on Saturday, Friday, Sunday. So I've made it a bit of a treat where I've not been having sex for the last few weeks. Yeah. And it's been going good, you know. I've been coming back Monday morning, but looking forward to coming back into camp rather than the Monday blues. I'm actually enjoying Mondays.
So are you saying that a couple of weeks before the fight you're going to have to abstain? You abstain, mate, and keep that power.
Yeah, I won't be having any sex within, like, say, 3-4 weeks of the fight. I know it's a load of nonsense, but it must be there for a reason, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
got to be done for a reason. People haven't been not having sex for fights for hundreds of years for a reason. So whether it's a housewife tale or not, I will be putting it into activity.
I'm sure Mrs. Fury is looking forward to the end of the fight then, mate.
Definitely will be, but you know, I've sacrificed 7 years of our life and marriage, so we've only got 4 weeks left.
Yeah.
We can basically go wherever we want. Actually, I'm off to Disneyland 3 days after the fight with the kids. So
fantastic.
That's how confident I'm not getting smashed in. My face has got to be heartbroken presentable because all the kids in Disneyland will be running away screaming.
They'll think Shrek's coming after him, mate.
So I better get out of there. Nice and clean. Well, you know, if I have to go to Disneyland looking like the Elephant Man with a victory, then I will. No problem.
Just keep the shades on, buddy. Keep the shades on. Listen, Tyson, thank you for your time, mate. I know it's precious. All the best with the remainder of camp. And then, fingers crossed, 24th October, Dusseldorf, you bring that heavyweight championship belt. Well, three of them back. All right, my man?
Thank you very much. And I can guarantee you one thing, anyway. Win, lose, or draw, there's going to be a fight. That's guaranteed.
Top, man. Tyson Fury, awesome. All the best, sir.
Bye-bye.
Radio City Talk.
This is Radio City Talk
with Adam Catterall.